Blog Talk Radio.
Know that the Hour of Power broadcast is now
on the air. Well, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, just God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, God, for the great and the mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to thy word. Father, we thank you, God, for your word having hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, have your way today. Move today like never before. God calls souls to be saved, and God calls lives to be changed. And this we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, you are listening to the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. Today, we're going to be coming not from your favorite magazine, but we're coming from the unadulterated, uncompromising Word of God that is able to heal, deliver, and to make free. We're going to be coming from the book of Acts. We're going to be coming from that third chapter of Acts. And it reads, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. I want you to see today the miracle power of the Most High God. I want you to know today that we serve a God that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. For there is certainly nothing too hard for God. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what kind of struggles that you have. But I do know that God is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. I believe the word of God when it said, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be open. He said if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, mountain, be thou moved, it shall be moved. I don't know what kind of mountains you have before you. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know if you're behind in your car payment. I don't know whether or not you're behind in your mortgage or your rent. But I do know that the God that we serve, he is a way maker. He will make a way for you in a day and any hour. When we began to look at the book of Acts, we see it is active Christian terrorizing Satan. It is a book that will cause us to be rejuvenated on the inside. It would give us vision. It would give us revelation. It would cause us to walk in the power of the Most High God. It would keep us from struggling from day to day. When we look at the Word of God, when we look at the boldness of Christ's disciples, are you a disciple of Christ? Are you one that believe him and know that he is God and God all by himself? I see in the Word of God, even as we read, the Word of God says that Peter and John, they went up to the temple at the hour of prayer. I believe the Word of God tells us that man should always pray and not to faint. In other words, it's no time for us to give up. It's no time for us not to believe the Word of God. I believe one time the Word of God said to one of the people that wanted healing and needed the healing, he said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? I believe that Peter and John, they went up to the temple about, it says, the ninth hour, which was about 3 p.m. And the Word tell us that there was a certain man. This man, he was lame from his mother's womb. My God, can you understand this? This man was never able to walk. This man was never able to jump rope. This man was never able to run in his parents' yard. This young man, he wasn't able to jump up in his parents' lap, but he was lame, the Word of God said. He was lame from his mother's womb, and they had carried him daily, because all his life he had to be carried. All his life he couldn't walk like you and I, but they carried him because he didn't have a job. He didn't have that job to go into the factory or going to some place that he could be able to make money, except they had laid him, the Word of God tell us, by the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful. No, he didn't have that 9-to-5 job that he can get in his car and drive and go wherever he wanted to do because he couldn't drive. No, he did not have the income coming in like you and I may have the income coming in, but he had to be laid at the gates of Beautiful so that he could ask of anyone that was coming by, that they could have mercy on him, that they could give him what he needed. He needed the monetary gift. He needed money in order to make from day to day because he could not work. Remember, the man, he wasn't a lazy man. He wasn't a man that didn't want to work, but the man was lame. The Word of God said he was lame from his mother's womb, and they laid him at this gate. So when Peter and John came by, they were going to ask, of Peter and John like he did anyone else. So he sees Peter and John about to go into the temple, and he asked of Peter and John. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, "Look on us." Come on, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Remember now, he didn't know what the power of God is through the demonstration of the Spirit of God. He didn't know what God was about to do through the man of God, through the men of God. He thought that this was going to be an everyday experience. He thought that when they came by, that they would give or they would drop a coin or they would have mercy. mercy, and they will have compassion upon him and give him something so he can survive, so that he will be able to make it. But Peter and John, the word tell us, the word says to us in that fifth verse, and he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. So his attention was focused on Peter and John. But then the word of God tells us, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. I mean, the man of God had power to command the sick to get up and walk. The man that was laid there at the beautiful gate of the city, at the gate of the temple, he told him with boldness, knowing that God was going to cause a miracle to be manifested in his body. God was going to cause those lame legs, and God was going to cause them to be able to be activated and to be able to move, and that he was going to be able to be like anyone else and to be able to walk. So Peter told him, Peter said to rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. All the man had to do is to believe God. And I believe that all that we have to do today is to believe God. Oh, I realize that sometimes things doesn't look good in our life. I realize that things maybe not moving as quick and fast as we want it to move. Oh, but this man, think about it. This man was in this condition all of his life, from the time he was in his mother's womb, from the time he was an infant running around. Now he is a man of out there, sitting there asking for alms, asking for somebody to help him. But Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately, not 12 hours from then, not 4 or 5 minutes from then, but it says immediately, come on, his feet and his ankle bone received strength. And the man, he got up. He leaped up, stood, walked, and entered with them unto the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. That's all God wants us to do today, is to believe the word of God, no matter how it may seem, no matter what the doctor has said, no matter what the report is. All you got to do is to believe God. He said to believe him, to believe the one that died, the one that gave his life for you, the one that gave his life that you can have a right to the tree of life. Look what happened when you believe God. This man, he got up, he leaped up. The word of God said he leaped up, he stood, walked, and entered with them unto the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat at the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened. They've not seen anything that like that happen. They were amazed at what was happening. It was amazed because they seen the power of God. It's time that we see the demonstration of God's power, the demonstration of his anointing. It's time for us to be able to see the power of God being manifested in those that are sick. Oh, I mean those that have infirmities in their bodies. Oh, I'm talking about those that have cancer, those that have leukemia, those that have schizophrenia, those that have bipolar disease, those that are need to be healed of some kind of alcoholic infirmity, a demon that was trying to take possession of the body. Oh, I'm talking about being healed, mind, body, soul, and spirit. So here we see that the man was able to leap up and go and walk into the temple with Peter and with John. And everyone was able to see him. Those that knew that I've never seen this man walk before. He never walked before. He's always at the gate of beautiful. Oh, because he could not walk. He had to be carried everywhere he go. When he went there in the morning, they took him there in the morning. They placed him in a certain position. And then later on, somebody came and they picked him up. Come on. But hey, this was the last day. This was the last time that somebody was going to have to pick him up and put him in a place for him to get up. This man was able to go into the temple, to walk into the temple with the man of God, with Peter and with John. And the people see the amazement of God. Healing. It wasn't Peter and John themselves that caused the miracle to be manifested. And yes, they had the boldness, they had the faith to believe God, but yet God used them because only the power of God working in individuals that will cause things to happen in their life. So we see the day that we serve a God that is able to move on our behalf. No matter what the struggle is, no matter what you may be going through, no matter what the sickness is. Oh, somebody said this man will never walk again. Oh, this man will never walk because he never walked before. But the devil is a liar. Somebody may say that you're never going to college. Come on. And they lied because they said that you can't get there. You're not college material. But the devil is a liar. Oh, somebody say that you're not going to be able to have a nice car because you're too poor and that you're never going to get nowhere. You're not educated enough in order to have a good job. But the devil is a liar. But if God be for you, it is more than they that will be against you. We see the power of God. I believe today, radio audience, that God wants you to know that he is faithful, he is righteous, he has all power in his hand, he is able to do anything that he desires to do. As for you and for me, we have to believe God. The word God said, if we say to the mountain, we said that before. I just want to remind you what the word God said. He said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. The word of God said that it shall be moved. So it doesn't matter what the circumstances seem to dictate to you. It doesn't matter what people say to you. It doesn't matter how the enemy has tried to beat you down and run you over, flood you, all of these things. What matter is what the word of God says. Oh, what the word says. So I want to let you know today, it is not over until God say it is over in your life. I believe the word of God says that we must look to the hill which cometh our help, knowing that our help cometh from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. Where is your help coming from? Your help coming from the Lord, the one that created the heaven and the earth, the one that is the Alpha and Omega, the one that is the beginning and the ending, the one that is the first and the last, the one that is the true and the living God. All right, today, it's time to believe God. It's time for us to stand
on the promises. If we read the word of God, there are many promises. There is word of God that will cause us to believe in God. It is the word of God that will cause our faith to soar in the things of God. So get ready. Get ready to believe God even the more. Get ready to know that his word does work. Well, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And we want you to know today that you have a sickness in your body, that God is the healer. Even as he healed this man through the servant Peter and John, he is able to heal you. No matter what your sickness, no matter what your disease is, God is able to heal you. And all I want you to do is to stretch out your faith to believe God. No matter what the doctor says, you got to believe God that he can and he will do it. There have been many, many, many reports of the doctor giving people a bad report of what is not going to happen, that they're not going to live, they're going to die. But yet, God brought them out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. We're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you this day. We bless your name. We thank you because you are faithful and because you are righteous. We thank you, God, today that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Father, today we stand on your word of God. We stand on the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are people out in our radio audience, God, that they have almost given up. God, they're throwing their hands in the air. God, because, Lord Jesus, they don't think that they can make it. Father, the doctors have given a bad report. God, they're living in houses, God, that the rent man, the mortgage people, God, threatened, Father God, to take away what they have. But Lord Jesus, we pray today, God, those that are going through today, God, those that don't see their way in the natural, God, that they, God, can trust, and God, that they can believe you today. Father, we stand on the word of God. God, you said, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said that it shall be moved. God, we speak to every mountain, every situation, Father, every infirmity of sickness, every infirmity of disease. God, we pray even now, God, that the people, God, that are standing in faith, God, that they will be healed, even as we speak this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, that you will open the windows of heaven. And God, that you will pour out blessings, that there be not room enough to receive for those, God, that are not able, Father God, to pay their rent, to pay their mortgage, God, to pay that light bill, to pay that water bill, Father. We pray, God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus, and God, we decree and we declare it to be done according to your word. And this we bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, there are some of you that are listening to this broadcast that are not saved, do not know Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. We've got to ask even now. The Bible never know the day or the hour that he is coming. The word of God says that he is coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. You that are not saved, you that have never said yes to God's will and yes to his way, we want to give you this opportunity to invite Jesus Christ into your life. Hey, he paid the price for you and I that we can be saved. He paid the awful price that you and I can live and live eternity. So Therefore, because he loved us, not that we love him so much, but he loved us that he gave his life for us. So in return, we want to be able to live righteously before him. And the only way we can live righteously before him is to be able to ask him to come into our heart, to forgive us for our sins, to come into our heart and to save us. We do that. It's not a difficult thing. It's not a hard thing. It's a thing that it is just saying, believing, and asking God to forgive you for all the sins that you have committed. Oh, I know you might have been out yesterday. I know you may have been out at the club. You may have been drinking alcohol. It doesn't matter, because God is able to make the difference in your life. God is able to cleanse you. God is able to make you that new creature in Christ Jesus. All things pass away. All things become new. All you need to say even now, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart. Save me. I want to live for you eternity. If you did that, I want you to know, and you did it and believe it, I want you to know today that Christ came in, that Christ made the difference in your life. If you should die, and you're not going to die just because of the fact that you gave Christ your life, but I'm telling you, you want to have that everlasting, not to know that Jesus Christ, that your soul is saved, and that your life has been changed. It's even the best insurance there is on earth. It would not give you it would not give you that assurance of eternal life and salvation. But you can receive it from Jesus Christ. May God bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. This has been the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm Dr. Mary the McCoy. Join us next week at this very same time, where again we will teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there is power in the Word of God.